This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part one of the two-part series titled, Discipline for the Purpose of Godliness.
It takes discipline to come home from a hard day at work and praise. You know what I'm saying? You come home from a hard day at work and you say, that's it. I'm through. That's it. I'm going to bed. Forget that. It takes discipline to keep going. It takes discipline to do that. It takes discipline to sit and study when you're tired. But if you see the purpose in it of godliness, you may be motivated to do it. There's a purpose in it. You think the world want to go to the gym when they get off work? They go down there and they tell themselves, look, body, you like this. You having a good time. Their body hurt just like yours. But they do it anyway because they're disciplined.
Galatians 2:20 again. Paul was disciplined for the purpose of godliness. Now, Paul, remember, he wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Do you think, we know he was a godly man. Do you think he was a disciplined man? You think Paul ever had anything that his flesh didn't want to go through and he had to exercise some self-control to do what the Spirit of God wanted? He had to exercise. Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians 11. 2 Corinthians 11:23. 2 Corinthians 11:23. Are they ministers of Christ? Now, I may be speaking as a fool to you because you may not be esteeming what I'm saying, but are they ministers of Christ? I'm more a minister of Christ. I'm more. They complaining? I'm more of a minister than they are. More in labors, more abundantly. In stripes, above measure. In prison, more frequent. In death, often. Of the Jews, 5 times did I receive 40 stripes minus one. 5 times I got whipped 39 stripes for the gospel's sake. You think Paul's body was like, oh, we get a whipping today. Oh, we get a whipping. No, he didn't want that. It took some discipline to preach that gospel. When God told him to go preach the gospel somewhere and they didn't want to hear it, but God told him to go. And he said, if I go there, they're going to get upset. They're not going to like this. But what did he do? His flesh didn't like something. But what did the disciplined Paul, the godly man, do? He went anyway. Thank God, because we have it here to learn from. He was disciplined for the purpose of godliness. Let's go on here. Verse 24, of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save once. When was the last time one of you all received about 39 stripes from a professional striper, if you would? When was the last time you've been striped for Christ? It's been a while, hasn't it? Well, Paul's talking to us about that complaining about, you don't understand. I work a whole 8 hours, minus my 2 breaks and my lunch. I work hard. And you talk about come home and study. There ain't no time, Pastor. I'm busy. Too busy. Okay. You ain't got to tell it to me. Tell it to God. See if he take that excuse. He might let you talk to Paul first on your way up there. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice, which means 3 times was I beaten with a rod. And they didn't care he was hollering police brutality, a Pharisee brutality. They didn't care. They beat him anyway. Once was I stoned. That's one experience I don't want. Was stoned. They weren't throwing pebbles. Stones. That's bigger. I like this. And it's beating up against your body. And Paul's there saying, I'm going to still preach the gospel anyway. It took discipline. But he saw the purpose of godliness, so he kept pressing in. Thrice I was suffered shipwreck. I spent a night and a day in the sea. In journeying, trying to go places to spread the gospel message, to go where God told me to go. I was in peril of water. I was in peril of robbers, in peril by mine own countrymen, the Jews trying to kill him. In perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. In weariness and painfulness and watching often, in hunger and thirst and fasting, often in cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without,
that which cometh upon me daily, the care of the churches. Paul said, I don't want to hear nothing about you tired. That's why you can't be disciplined. He said, when you get up to this, then we'll talk. Until you had all that happen, he said, I still studied. I still prayed. I still meditated. And he became godly and disciplined. And we are the fruit of it. I got saved on Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, which the apostle Paul wrote as he was unctioned and inspired by the Holy Ghost because he was disciplined to do it. He probably didn't even feel like writing that day. His flesh, I'm sure, the flesh don't ever want to do what the Spirit wants. His flesh, just like God, he didn't want to write, he didn't want to go to these places, didn't want to do any of it, but he did it anyway. He was disciplined for the purpose of godliness. We will find the same correlation because there's always a connection between discipline and godliness. You'll look through the whole Bible and you'll find the same correlation between discipline and godliness throughout the entire Bible. We cannot be godly people if we will be undisciplined people.
Good morning, everyone. I want to let you know about something great happening at Joy Faith Christian Center on Sunday, September 21st. We will have our annual Big Sunday Celebration. This is a day of praise, worship, exhortation, and of course, the Word of God. We've shared our mornings together on the radio. Come and be a part of a live service. Be my guest as we roll out the red carpet for you, our partners and friends. Mark your calendar to join me Sunday, September 21st at 11 a.m. at Palm Beach Lakes High School in West Palm Beach, where together we will make a positive change.
I still prayed, I still meditated, and he became godly and disciplined, and we are the fruit of it. I got saved on Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, which the apostle Paul wrote as he was unctioned and inspired by the Holy Ghost because he was disciplined to do it. He probably didn't even feel like writing that day. His flesh, I'm sure, the flesh don't ever want to do what the Spirit wants. His flesh, just like God, he didn't want to write, he didn't want to go to these places, didn't want to do any of it, but he did it anyway. He was disciplined for the purpose of godliness. Amen. We will find the same correlation because there's always a connection between discipline and godliness. You'll look through the whole Bible and you'll find the same correlation between discipline and godliness throughout the entire Bible. We cannot be godly people if we will be undisciplined people. We might as well just see it. You know, we ask for the Word of God to give us the truth. That's the truth, people. If we do not discipline ourselves and do not continue to walk in discipline, forget about the big things of God. Forget about the great anointing of God. Forget about seeing manifested power of God. Forget about seeing legs grow out and forget about some of your relatives getting saved. Forget about the power of God coming in, anointing, sweeping where everybody you talk to, the anointing so strong, they just fall before the pressure. Before the power of God, before the anointing. Forget about having that kind of anointing if you will not discipline yourself. Because all of that anointing is for godly use, and that's called godliness. And if you are not going to discipline yourself, God will not anoint you for godliness. But be disciplined for the purpose of godliness. Discipline. It's easy to be disciplined in here. But you know what? The Holy Spirit starts moving. We get in and we move with the Spirit. But the thing is, when we go outside the door, the Holy Spirit's still moving. He's still wanting to instruct you. He's still wanting to guide you. He doesn't just want to work on Sunday. He's still wanting to guide you, to instruct you, to direct you. But the problem is, some of us go out the door and we leave our spiritual discipline here until the next service. We leave it right here in the chair. So, save my seat for me. You come and tell the usher, I got to sit there. That's where I left my discipline. That's where I left my spiritual discipline. I got to get back in that seat. I got to pick it back up. If you can't sit there, you go pick it up and move it somewhere else where you're sitting. No, serious. But the discipline that you exercise in the church, it's easy to raise your hands. It's easy to get your mind on God. It's easy to pray. But you got to take that outside into the street and still do those things. Pray. Be attentive to the word. Worship God. Discipline has to be with you all the time if you're going to be a disciple of Christ, not just in the church. I mean, I know some people, if you could judge them after their church appearance, ooh, man, you'd think they were spiritual giants. But you judge them with what's going on in their life, and you know they're not spiritual giants. Somewhere the discipline is falling down, and these things ought not be, brethren. Some of us leave our spiritual discipline right here in the church. Amen. We go outside the door and we become someone different than the ones we were in the church. Behold, you know, people talk about phony. Oh, hallelujah, brother. Glory to God. And you see them out there in the street and you in the next aisle in the grocery store and you hear them over there cursing at the wife or fussing at the door, screaming at the kids or acting crazy or something. But in church, you always say, glory to God. Jesus lives. Oh, he reigns. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, how you doing, brother? Blessed of the Lord. Oh, I'm just blessed. You see them during the middle of the week and they looking all discouraged and all upset and mad and stressed out. And you'd be like, they don't look blessed. But I guarantee you, next Sunday, they're going to be, hallelujah, glory to God. Carry the thing that brought you that joy out the door. You need it. Amen. Be disciplined enough to take it with you. If you got the word and it stirred you up by the end of the service, get the word during the week to stir you up. Stay in it. Build yourself up. Listen to the tapes. Do whatever you need to do. But that takes discipline because it infringes on some of your free time. I work all day. I come home. I consider coming home my personal time. I come home to relax and to be with my family. The Lord is the Lord of that time. You may come home and God may say, I want you to get on the phone and minister to somebody. But you know, if he said that, you'd be like, get thee behind me, Satan. I'm tired, worn out. Can't do it. Can't carry the anointing. Can't minister because this is my time. I'm tired. Undisciplined. Turn in your Bibles to Hebrews 12:7. Hebrews 12:7. Hebrews 12:7. Hebrews 12:7. Okay, let's start reading there. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, and they corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure. But he for our profit, speaking of the Father, that we might be, he chastened us, that we might be partakers of his holiness and his godliness. Now, of course, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, the chastening yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them who are exercised thereby. Now, I want to read that same thing for you here out of the Williams translation. Now, the Williams translation is not from 1611. So they got the words a lot more common instead of all this thee of thou, he of thee of stuff. Verse 7 in the Williams. You must submit to discipline. Ooh, they didn't say nothing about chastening, did they? The Greek word behind that word chastening carries the component of discipline.
Today's message has been part one of the two-part series titled Discipline for the Purpose of Godliness.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God. Develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by RW Plumbing Limited.